Among the films competing this season for movie audiences and possible Oscar nominations are three major costume epics about 19th century warfare. Master and Commander is already in theaters, Cold Mountain opens on Christmas Day, and today Tom Cruise and director Ed Zwick bring us The Last Samurai. Bob Mondello says it's an epic with an agenda.
Tom Cruise plays Captain Nathan Algren, a drunken, demoralized Civil War veteran who's hired by the Japanese in 1876 to modernize their mostly sword-carrying army. The emperor's advisors are having trouble with a band of samurai rebels. They figure that Algren, who helped subdue Sioux and Apache rebels in his cavalry days, can help them. What they don't figure on is his getting captured by a courtly samurai leader played by Ken Watanabe.
Many of our customs seem strange to you, and the same is true of yours. For example, not to introduce yourself is considered extremely rude, even among enemies.
Nathan Algren.
I'm honored to meet you. I have enjoyed this conversation in English.
I have questions.
I have introduced myself. You have introduced yourself. This is a very good conversation.
Ah, the inscrutable East. In no time, Algren has given up liquor, this being the Betty Ford Clinic of Japanese mountain villages, learned to speak Japanese, taught the village kids baseball, discovered the glories of cherry blossoms, and found his inner samurai, at which point it's confrontation time. Instead of modernizing the emperor's army, Algren decides to help the samurai warriors defeat it with pointers drawn from Greek mythology.
There was once a battle at a place called Thermopylae. 300 brave Greeks held off a Persian army of 1 million men. A million, you understand this number?
Unlikely you understand this concept. There follows much noble talk of destiny, and then the mother of all battles, with a few hundred samurai warriors facing down 1 million bullets. Not quite the match made in Greek mythology. Now, director Ed Zwick is a big fan of Japanese director Akira Kurosawa, and while the sword fights and battle scenes he's come up with don't really rival the ones in Seven Samurai or Ron, they're certainly dynamic. They serve a different purpose, though, and that's worth mentioning. Kurosawa's films, like most post-war Japanese movies, didn't glorify the feudal warlords who could take time out to smell the cherry blossoms because they oppressed their villagers. Kurosawa showed the harshness of feudalism and made heroes of the petty criminals who bucked the system. By contrast, The Last Samurai views the system itself in poetic terms, a noble tribal culture being crushed rather than a brutal reactionary one being placed under the rule of law. That lets the filmmakers portray its demise as a kind of Dances with Wolves on Mount Fuji. But the politically correct analogy doesn't work, nor does the presence of a handsome American Top Gun at the center of a samurai movie. Between the Karate Kid learning sequences, the ninja attack, a preposterous romance, and lots of buddy flick bonding, there's scarcely a Hollywood cliche that isn't invoked in The Last Samurai. It's all very pretty. Cruise looks great, as does the scenery, most of which is in New Zealand, and the battles are rousing, but that doesn't keep the story from being, at its core, Hollywood revisionism at its silliest. I'm Bob Mondello.